Right, we are back now with Ian Brayship. Ian, I've missed you.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
It feels like ages.
I know.
I know. It's because you came in early, wasn't it, last month? For a reason, wasn't it?
For a very good reason.
Yeah.
We had our business show the day that we were due to come here. So, yeah.
And well, how did it go?
To quote a certain man on Strictly Come Dancing, amazing. it was absolutely amazing. There was a real buzz in the room. The wonderful people at Greenwood's, really helped us out.
Yeah.
Their comments were, we've never seen an event like this.
Wow.
Like this.
Wow.
We had 240-ish people attend as visitors on the day. There was 33 stands for people to look around. So all the speakers enjoyed what they did. So all in all, a good day.
How many people did you say?
Around 240.
Now, wow, that's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. So if each person went to only one stand, then they would have visited at least six stands.
Yeah. So you're thinking of going even bigger next year then, are you?
No. There's certainly, I think, we moved venue for a variety of reasons, and we think that the move worked, but there's still things to learn.
Yeah, always is, right?
Absolutely. So, no, we want to consolidate our position, in the county, and getting that a solid following of people is what we're aiming for now. So probably moving venue for that isn't going to be the right thing to do, because we think we can make more of the venue.
Yeah. So for people tuning in for the first time, Essex Business Partnership is basically just works for everyone that's within your networking circle.
Yeah, it's building a better business community for Essex. That's what we are all about.
Mm. And it works really well, obviously, by the amount of people that you got coming in as well. And so you had like three speakers, wasn't it? Was it more?
There was three speakers, and there was a panel event. Mm. Yes, we had David Bell actually doing a demonstration of artificial intelligence. So he used an app called ChatGPT.
Right.
And he literally went to one of the stallholders and said, "Right, okay, give me three words." That means something to your business. Tell me the sector that your business is in, and tell me, I can't remember the third thing that he asked, but there was three things, and then you literally saw like a web article being written from what it knew and the keywords that were provided by one of the attendees at the event. Amazing, absolutely amazing to see it all happening. Of course, there's provisos, but seeing this technology actually working, like right in front of you, amazing stuff. Yeah.
It's positives and negatives ultimately, but for people in small businesses especially as well, they haven't got the time out there or haven't got the money as well to pay for other people to do. It's a wonderful thing. So
we had Ben Morris from 3B Data Security. He talked about, in some detail actually, some of the problems about trying to stop people actually infiltrating your IT systems. And it again, it's one of those things where you kind of sit there and your mouth drops. You think, oh my God, can all that happen? And unfortunately, the short answer is yes. Yeah. And every year you do something different, you increase your own security, you put off the day that you're likely to get some kind of infiltration happen in your business. And that's what it's all about. It's just trying to delay all of the time. Mm. We had Councillor Schweyer from Essex County Council talking about how even the smallest businesses can be sustainable.
Mm.
And again, that was really interesting. And it's prompted me to look for ways in which we can bring topics into partnership and to say, well, don't forget you know, you can do this and this and this and this. Mm. And it's sometimes cheapest is not always best.
No.
You can go and buy the cheapest of cheap washing up liquids.
Mm.
And I use a premium brand, and I know that I can put a little bit of my washing up liquid into my bowl of washing up. And I can wash a whole dinner's worth of pots, pans, in fact, a whole day's worth of pots, pans, plates, cups, knives, forks, etc. And yet I also know that when I use the really cheap brands, I end up refilling the bowl, putting in more washing up liquid. So I'm using more energy by refilling the bowl.
It's not always cost effective, is it?
No. And it's just made me think about things myself, which is brilliant.
Mm.
And then the last thing was a panel event. And that's where we got people from, funnily enough, it was from three charities. But the whole sector around the work that charities do and how CICs work within the community, that they've been labelled by someone out there as the third sector.
Mm.
And that's what we were trying to get to. How can any business increase their standing in with the community, in the business community, by aligning with and supporting someone from the third sector?
Yeah, of course.
And it was, you know, a really frank discussion, and some of the people would say, look, because of what we do, it's really specialist, and the amount of times that we can take on volunteers is quite limited. And there's other people that have loads of admin to do, and so if people want to come and volunteer and do admin, brilliant. But it just depends on the charity, what they do, what their needs are, and the CIC, both the same. But it is amazing the kind of opportunities that are out there, and having this advocacy kind of label applied to your business and linking it with a particular organisation from the third sector. It's the testament was given by a local business that was there. It's improved their standing no end. So it's brilliant to share these kinds of things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's cross. I was going to say cross contamination then, but no, I'm thinking about me. I'm a celiac. No, it's like cross promotion as well, and that's what it's all about as well. So.
Absolutely, and you know, it's you don't need to. You know, obviously, as a third sector organisation, you don't only want to have one. No. Advocate, you want to have many. May have I've forgotten the name, I think they're murdering now, whatever, but there'll be very often a celebrity who is the person that says I really align myself with this particular charity. It may be because they've experienced something, there's something's happened in the family, and it doesn't matter whether it's a nationwide charity like Macmillan or Red Cross, or whether it is something that's really small and local. All of those charities had to start somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and getting them out there is part of what we like to do. As with any business, it's all about promoting what people can do.
And the best way that you can as well. So,
absolutely.
And that's what networks. So you had all those people coming along as well. So, I mean, from what kind of like different sectors were they? Because you had, you spoke of a young guy actually. Is it 21 Up or something?
Yeah,
it runs 21 Up as well. So that's a different organisation from somebody else that was there. So it literally covers all different spectrums, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we had accountants, solicitors, as it were, the normal kind of people you'd expect to see at a business show. And in all honesty, want to talk to, because you know there are ideas that come from a different person. We had someone that dealt with sales. We had someone that deals with merchandise. There was someone that helped people understand the intricacies of R&D tax benefits. A funeral director was there. It's kind of there were so
everything.
Many different people there. So I thought 33 stallholders each came from a different part of the business community.
Yeah.
It was truly amazing.
I wonder what's going to come from those conversations, though. It'd be interesting to see what happens next with everybody else. Yeah. So what is the plan for you now, then? Are you going to have a little rest, I suppose, surely?
Well, funnily enough, yeah. I mean, it just so happens that we're not going to be running any events during August. We're going to give people time to take their summer holidays completely guilt-free.
Yeah.
And think, oh, no, I should be going to this. Oh, no, let's all have a rest, and then we can pick back up again later on. But, yeah, no, in September we'll start back off and things will be a little different. There'll be some things to announce next time. Just got to finalise all of the details, but you know, the one thing that I mentioned last time has already started. So what we call our advocacy programme has started. So any member that introduces someone to Essex Business Partnerships in that first year that they sign up, they get 1/12 of their membership off of their next year's subscription. So it's trying to encourage people that they believe will do well by being part of Essex Business Partnerships to join up and, you know, be part of the fun.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. You say, don't you? I can't remember. Yeah, communicate, connect and collaborate. Yes, I love the three C's there. So that's exactly what you do there. So listen, Ian, thanks again for coming in.
It's been a great, I'm glad,
I knew it was going to be a success, but yeah, I'm glad that everybody enjoyed it and got something from it that went along, because that's really important.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I mean, if people do want to catch up with what we're doing, there's the website that's got all the events on it, and that's www.EssexBusinessPartnerships.org.uk, and we're on Facebook and LinkedIn. So yeah, if again, just look up Essex Business Partnerships, you'll find us. The best way to be at the top of the chain is to follow us or like us, and then things will pop into your feed.
Brilliant. So that's Essex Business Partnerships. org.uk. And of course, you can catch up on the previous chats that Ian and I have had on Drive. You can go to phoenixfm.com, go to Joe Bailey or Drive, and you will get all the links as well there, straight to Essex Business Partnerships. Thanks again ever so much for coming in, Ian. I will see you next month. Don't leave it so long next time. I didn't like it. It was too long.